I am here to dispel the rumor that my daughter is spreading that I am bored in retirement. I'm Ingrid Ahlberg, age 69. Until I retired, my life was very much defined by my job. And when I say defined, I mean it. I was a teacher for 42 and a half years. You all know the calendar and the clock, defined. And in that time, I taught high school here in Portsmouth for a couple of years, and then I went overseas for 40 years teaching for the Department of Defense. I taught home ec and English in high school and middle schools for most of the time, and was an elected official doing teacher advocacy for teachers from bombholder Germany to Bahrain, the Azores, Turkey, and as far south in Italy as Sicily. And I finished off my career teaching four-year-olds for 11 years. To defy getting old in middle age, I adopted my daughter from China when I was 45. I did draw the line when she was 2 and asked me to go back for a baby sister. I told her I did not know what I would do with 2 teenage girls in my 60s. I now have the freedom to make my own decisions and flight arrangements. Now that I'm retired and my daughter is well launched and paying her own rent and telephone bill, I look at that crazy, unsorted heap from my move from Japan that is still sitting in my basement after almost 5 years, and I remind myself that sorting through it will turn up some reminders and some new ideas of who I was, am, and can be. That autobiography of Malcolm X, my original printing of Sisterhood is Powerful, and Betty Friedan's Feminine Mystique, all of which I read in college and which informed my life then, are being talked about again now and might inform me in a new way if I pull them off the shelf to review. Last year, I ran for the Newmarket School Board and won. It seemed a logical way to use my years of diverse education experience to find a new place and new definition for the hopefully wiser person I've become. Maybe those old books of 60s and 70s activism explain why I make runs over to Concord for legislative hearings about school vouchers and gun safety. Even if they can't help me muddle through that process that is new to me, maybe they will help me find ways of voicing what is important for me and for my larger community. I can share my new insights with that group of younger Newmarket women who were in campaign boot camp with me this winter. Or maybe my discovery in the basement will be quieter, simpler, closer to home. Maybe that loom that had to stay in storage for so long while I didn't have space in Japan will be the impetus to try new creative outlets and find a commonality with new friends in the New Hampshire Weavers Guild, as well as carry on a family tradition. Will it lead me to find the new resources, both people and places, to discover and enjoy? So why the hard hat? I'm still under construction. One of my school board committee responsibilities is representing Newmarket on the board of the Seacoast School of Technology. I've had to wear a hard hat twice already. Recently, we board members and counselors toured the Highliner plant and then went to the new headquarters. Ask me about a fish lunch later. I also visited the construction site at the Rockingham County Nursing Home and shocked a young female engineer in her hard hat when I told her that in my day, prior to Title IX, girls were not allowed to take any industrial arts courses, so engineering was not really an option for me. Needless to say, I am not bored, but another B word, busy, in this stage of adulthood. A teacher's curious mind does drive lifelong learning, to quote the mission statement from my last school.